15 years from tonight, you have to make a decision. The greatest love of your life is gonna call during dinner from the home of the girl that he's living with now. And the guilt to say is killing him, he's thrilled sit in the middle, and he knows how bad he acted, knows he can't have you back. But the fact is, you can't be happy when you're angry, and you're so angry. He says you stayed so mad, and he heard it on the street that you moved back in with your dad, that you were drinking something awful and that makes him sad. And then he says it's good to hear your voice again, and that it's hard to ask it, but he's calling with a question. Cause he's been working real hard, he's trying to make a new start, an honest to God fresh beginning. So maybe you could try to finally find it in your heart to forgive him.
You've already been here before, you already know where it goes. You chose this, you know.
Until the beeping started, you read some love letters, some threats, and some you couldn't tell apart that you keep under the bed at the apartment. Then you did what he asked you to do. You opened your heart up right there on a napkin on the carpet, and part of it was frostbit. But you've always been a smart kid, could still distinguish the blood black as pitch. Valves have gone stiff, veins and scar tissue. Fret chambers just a standard issue, but none had room. Forgiveness is huge, and you had two full of ice water, one full of salt, one packed with coal. Eager and ready and willing to find fault, to find fault, to find fault, to find fault.
You've already been here before, you already know where it goes. You chose this, you know it's supposed to be over. You've been here before, you already know where it goes. You chose this, you know it's supposed to be over.
Then with your heart in your lap, suddenly you had a plan. Wrapped the mess in newspaper, headed west on Hennepin, heavy with a huge favor for a kid that just turned 10. A flat-chested gap-toothed girl was the best that I've been so far. And now I'm too big to forgive him.